She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Big Raj and for Jenny Boom Boom, and I got DJ Meechie here.
What up, what up, what up?
What's good, Meechie?
So, you know, the marathon continues. Today, we celebrate the birthday, the 34th birthday of the late and great Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, happy birthday, Nip.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of fans are hoping to honor Nipsey's life by obviously showing up to his Marathon clothing store in L.A., but I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you that there's a massive barricade that the city just put around the whole store.
So people can't go.
People can't go.
I'm wondering if people here in Connecticut is going to show up at the Nipsey Hussle
Probably.
Painting.
Probably. City officials, I guess they said they had issues since the time of his passing, and they've been trying to shut down the store. They've been trying to shut down the area. I guess it's been...
They want to shut the store down?
Yeah, they're trying to shut the store down.
Why?
So...
I mean, I haven't heard of any more violence.
Exactly. But, a massive fence is up there now, completed with a whole bunch of barbed wire surrounding the whole store. And obviously, this is the same place that he was murdered back in March. And obviously, with the whole birthday memorial, the family said that they're going to do a small gathering, somewhere else. So
That's whack. You can't
crazy.
Shut the man's store down.
I know. It's crazy.
Man. Well, Conor McGregor, speaking of crazy.
Yeah.
He punched a man in the head over some whiskey.
Son. What's wrong with your boys, huh?
Yeah, the police of Ireland told TMZ that they're still investigating an incident, adding no arrests have been made to date. Conor McGregor, he brought rounds for everybody in the bar,
mm-hmm.
and one guy didn't want it, and he refused to take it. Conor McGregor put the shot back in front of him. He said, no, I don't want it.
Yep.
And Conor McGregor took his shot and then hit him with a stiff left hand.
So I guess I'm not taking shots with Conor McGregor.
No, you better take a shot with Conor McGregor or he may give you a stiff left hand. So some people quickly grabbed him and brought him out of the bar, and it was reported to the police.
It's that
but
whiskey,
no,
man.
No arrest has been made yet. Okay. No, he got a whiskey.
Yeah.
So he was drinking his.
Too much of that.
Too much of his. Yeah. The big thing that's going on right now, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, they got a deal with the NFL.
Yep.
It's for the performances at the Super Bowl and for social awareness, social adjustments, injustice, and all of that. A lot of people not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Being one, Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
And she laid into Jay-Z kind of heavy. Her name is Nessa. She scores Jay-Z, man. She said the rap mogul is working with the NFL, calling it disgusting and disappointing. Mm. Said we will never turn our backs on Colin Kaepernick. Okay, because your idol.
Yep.
Your idol decided to work with the same organization that is actively keeping Colin unemployed, all because he peacefully protested against social injustice in black and brown communities, specifically police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
So really, how can Jay-Z and the NFL utter social justice in their partnership while keeping Colin unemployed because of his social justice work? It's typical for the NFL to buy different PR looks to cover up the dirt. That's nothing new. But what is disgusting and disappointing is Jay-Z let them use him. Mm-hmm. Whether Jay-Z knew it or not, I doubt his intelligence, so I would think he knew. He helped the NFL bury, he said, an iconic figure, Colin Kaepernick.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't see that as burying, but, I mean, I don't know.
I mean...
Because you don't know, like, the plan. You don't know what the end game is going to be or what Jay-Z's plan is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know what? Jay-Z said, okay, so we kneeled. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to help millions and millions of people, or are we going to get stuck on Colin Kaepernick not having a job?
True.
Now, Eric Reed, who kneeled with Colin Kaepernick, said, these aren't mutual exclusives, that he wrote back. He said, they both can't happen. Like, you can't help Colin get a job and work for millions and millions of people?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it sounds like you want to make millions and millions of dollars by assisting the NFL and burying Colin Kaepernick.
But now, when Colin Kaepernick gets a job, are we happy with the NFL then?
I mean, is that the end all be all? Colin Kaepernick get a job and everything?
That's
straight?
What I'm saying. Like,
is
I
that
know.
is that going to stop everything?
I don't know.
I mean, I think Hov gonna make a few dollars off of this.
Of course,
yes, he is. But he's also been fighting social injustice for a long time before this. So I mean, I think people are going a little too hard on Hov.
Of course.
That's it for the Dirt Report. The Hot 3x3 countdown is coming up, and I have a pair of tickets to check out Mary J. Blige for the Throwback Track. Keep it. It's Hot 93.7.